This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crowe. Gary Chambers, a challenger to Republican U.S. Senator John Kennedy's re-election effort, says that the senator's latest campaign ad has a racist message. In a 30-second ad, Kennedy discusses his support for tough-on-crime legislation and his opposition to defunding the police.
Look, if you hate cops just because they're cops, the next time you get in trouble, call a crackhead.
Chambers says that message is racist because it's directed at a certain subset of the population. The State Department of Education has a brand new initiative to help make high schools safer. Superintendent Dr. Kate Brumley says they'll announce a plan today along with representatives of Crime Stoppers.
We're excited about the information we're releasing today, which we think will help fill a void and take us to the next step in terms of school security, which is our most important responsibility.
The idea is to implement a program that would let students inform officials of possible violence while remaining anonymous, similar to the Crime Stoppers program. The state of Louisiana finally has money in hand, a $600 million HUD grant for recovery from Hurricane Laura and Delta. Executive Director of Louisiana Office of Community Development, Pat Forbes, says it means the state finally has that money to help those who were impacted in 2020.
We've got lots of different programs. They're all described in our action plan. They've all been approved. One of the biggest ones, of course, is helping homeowners rebuild their homes. That's called Restore Louisiana.
This is KEDM.